on time for you. Yeah, I do. Careful what you wish for, cause it might just come true. Dang. It's a shame.
to one says I wouldn't react, but I'm the one in 100 who would swing round.
On 91.5 FM WFM for Test Freeform Radio. And I think we are on. I still don't know what the heck is going on. I don't know if you can say the other word on the radio, but still don't know what the heck is going on with our automation system. And it seems like nobody does. I'm gonna cut the chatter off here and just go ahead and start playing my set. Obviously it's 15 past the hour, but we're just gonna ignore that and listen to this track off of last year's record from Tasha. This is The Beginning.
This is not the end, it's just the beginning. Thank you.
tu destino y me despierta cada mañana con su canción de amor. No hay, no hay nadie como tú. Es más, eres culpable por dándome tentación. En tus ojos me desvelo y tus labios me buscan en la oscuridad como oraciones en la noche. Le pido a Dios que me dé felicidad. Eres culpable por dándome tentación. En tus ojos me desvelo y tus labios me buscan en la oscuridad. Y como oraciones de la noche le pido a Dios que me dé felicidad, mucha paz para mi madre y mi padre. Hermanos, yo si he estado muy bien y mal, ten piedad,
ten piedad,
ten piedad,
ten piedad,
ten piedad. De hecho, somos de la misma sangre.
Bye. Thank you.
announcement about washing your hands. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fighting off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, mouth, unless you just wash your hands, covering any cough or sneeze with the tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. And that is the truth. That is the way and the truth and the light. And also, let me just toss in there, get your flu shot. Get your vaccines. Double up if you have to. It's no joke. You gotta do it. A friend of mine got the flu, hadn't got his flu shot yet, got the flu. He was out for like a week and a half. Just in bed. You know? Serious out there. Don't let those jokers tell you otherwise. It's serious out there. Well, that was Yuck with Georgia. And picked that song for no particular reason, really. But, I think the frontman of Yuck, kind of a early teens, rock and roll, indie rock and roll outfit. But the one of the guys in the band is just won an Oscar, so I thought that was pretty funny. And so I played that song. I guess he didn't just win an Oscar, it was like 2 weeks ago at this point, but he did win for the score to The Brutalist, you know, which pretty good movie. I don't know if anyone else saw it. I saw almost all of the Oscar movies this year, and many of them were fine. I wasn't thrilled with the result. I feel like I have a special place in my heart for films that actually engage with the medium of cinema as a part of it. So when you look at something like, you know, just as a random example, you know, Romel Ross's Nickel Boys, which was a masterpiece, and really kind of pushed the boundaries of what a film can be and how narratives can be woven. And then, you know, you see things that win that are kind of the bare minimum of what a movie is. It kind of makes you think. And the thing is, I don't even hate that movie. Whatever it was called, Anora. I didn't even hate it. It was just so average, maybe is the word that I'm looking for. I don't want to say mediocre because that has like a negative slant on average. I'll just say average because that's truly average. But also maybe has a negative slant. Anyway, that was Yuck. Before that, we heard more from Horse Girl. I played some of them a couple weeks ago when I was back in the stew. I really like that record, the new Horse Girl, Phonetics, On and On. Really great stuff, and I think I mentioned before I really like the kind of design direction that they're going with this new album rollout and all of their kind of promotion. I really like that type of thing. We also heard from Ila Bamba with Ojos del Sol, and then started off with Tasha with The Beginning. What is there to say, really? I am going to play the next parts of the set. A couple more slightly longer songs in the second half, but we'll just power through it. This next song is another brand new, or relatively brand new, couple weeks old now, single from a band everyone's talking about. Everyone loves them. It's Black Country New Road with their second single for this upcoming album. This is Happy Birthday. Please enjoy.
Cheer up, child, the world don't owe you a thing. Who bought you that ring? Cheer up, child.
scratch on my head. I'm already dead. And see the man that she married for money.
easy with me. I say please go easy with me. I quite agree that you can dance very well. Yes, I say go easy with me. Now what I want is an easy movement, so can they go gently with me? I don't love you where you're holding my hand, and why you did up to me like this. I don't love you where you're touching my breast, and I'll try to be at your best. Oh, Mr. Pinky.
Thank you. Catamaran has got the drop down on it. when the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were, but that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Well, when your friends are in town and they've got time for you, when you and them are hanging around and they don't ignore you, when you say what you will and they still adore you, is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Gonna haunt you. It's gonna haunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna haunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. One more thing. When you're hanging around the park with the water fountain and there's the little girl with the dirty ankles, cause she's on the switch and all the dust is kicking up, and you remember the ankle locking and the way she flirted with you for all this time, how come? Well, that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. You'll throw away everything for it. You'll throw away everything for it. One more thing. Well, when the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and that little girl who called you a flirt, memory comes taunting, you pick these things apart, they're not that appealing. You put them together and you'll get this certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time.
Okay, that last song is longer than I remember, but it was That Summer Feeling by Jonathan Richman, which I added to this playlist yesterday when it was 60 degrees. And not 40. This has been Yip Jam Music on 91.5 FM, WFM Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I will see you next week.